How would you contribute to Alaska's ongoing effort to reduce high rates of domestic violence and suicide?
It's a good issue. Being in the legislature, we recognize that rising problem several years ago, and we've been putting money into domestic violence, sexual assault, and it's embarrassing, it's disgusting to see how high the rates are in Alaska. And I won't quote the cities, but you know, because it's embarrassing to other legislators and communities. But you know, we have to go back and look at again and see how much we put in there, see what the results are. I think it's working, but I know we have a lower rate of sexual assault, domestic violence in the Southeast than most places, and yet it still occurs, and it's one where a person should be feeling safe. And I think we need to look at it and put some more money into it. When we funded the money a few years ago, I was surprised that it went to primarily two areas in Alaska, and we have very little spread around elsewhere. But when we looked at the results, I mean, not the results, but the percentages of sexual assault, domestic violence, when you have 80% of inmates in a jail who have been sexually assaulted by their uncle or their grandfather, that's disgusting. And you know, people need to be able to live and not have to face that. And what, just recently, 40% of people in a community were either raped or sexually assaulted. And we need it's a disease, but I know what my uncles probably would have done if that happened to their children. They probably would have took that person fishing and let them go to the beach with an anchor. But that's brutal. But in the old days, people fixed things, and I think we need to maybe toughen up our sexual assault, domestic violence penalties and put them in jail a little longer. Once a person knows he's in jail for 30 years for something, it'll curb things. It'll to get them off the street.
Okay, and Mr. Christ Tompkins, your views.
When I was campaigning down in Kluwak, which is in the southern half of the district, whenever I campaign, I crash on people's couches, homestays, and it's just sort of full immersion into communities. And I was staying with a really remarkable woman down in Kluwak, and she's a survivor of domestic violence, and her abuser, her former husband, really just tormented her for years and years. And she finally said enough was enough when he hit her and knocked out her teeth. And that was it. But I mean, it's epidemic in communities, especially villages in Southeast Alaska, the issue of domestic violence. I think there's no more important issue that affects people in a more fundamental way than being able to feel safe in their homes, no less. And there are ways that Alaska, the state of Alaska, can help, and that domestic violence shelters are underfunded across the state. In Imonik, in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, there was a shelter that almost closed its doors. And these are doors that had been battered because abusers had come to the shelter to try to find their victims, and the victims took refuge within the shelter. And that was closing because there wasn't enough funding. And if that's happening, there's something very, very wrong with the priorities in the state of Alaska. And that should change. And so if you talk with folks here in Southeast, Mike Jackson and Cake, Vicky here in Sitka with SAFE, they're really frustrated because the funding sources aren't constant. They aren't able to plan for the future and keep their doors open. And I think women and children need to have refuge, and correspondingly there needs to be enforcement, fully funded enforcement, that can allow people to feel safe in villages with troopers and shelters to keep their doors open and provide refuge for those seeking shelter from, I mean, really just the ultimate nightmare.
All right, and Mr. Kukesh, would you now respond to the current question? How would you contribute to Alaska's ongoing effort to reduce high rates of domestic violence and suicide?
My wife and I live in Angoon. My wife's a school teacher there, and we have a safe house. And we've probably brought probably more people than I care to remember who are mothers and wives into our home and hid them. But I don't know what the solution would be if somebody said, if you were king for the day, what can you do to end domestic violence? I don't know if any of us have the answer. But I've seen a couple of programs that seem to be working, and it has to do with your mental well-being. One is the Choose Respect program that came out of the governor's office recently. The other is the Wellness Warriors out of Siri, up in Anchorage, where you make men think about their relationship with women and how they should treat women. And those are important programs, but they're only limited by the, and he's absolutely right, the last speaker, is that they're limited by the number, the amount of money they have. If we were all able to wave a magic wand and say, what would we like to do with the money? You just can't throw money at programs and hope they work. I believe that you have to do something constructive. Safe houses are probably on the top of my list, to have every community have a safe house, even if it's not a state-run safe house, but a community volunteer safe house. People have got to have a place to go. I don't know what the solution is, but I know that it's something that we've worked on in the legislature. I'm always have been willing to fund those programs that need the money, that will try something. It's almost like the question of suicide and how you solve that problem. They're hard social questions to answer.